Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I am very excited about our guest today. I have Nathan Hirsch with me. Nathan is the co-founder and CEO of FreeUp.com, a marketplace that connects businesses with pre-vetted freelancers in e-commerce, digital marketing, and much more. Receiving thousands of freelancer applicants each week, FreeUp interviews and vets them, takes the top 1% based on skill, attitude, and communication, and makes them available to clients quickly whenever they need them. On top of being the CEO of FreeUp, Nathan regularly appears on leading podcasts such as Entrepreneur on Fire and speaks at live events about online hiring tactics. It is my pleasure today to welcome Nathan to our show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Belinda. I really appreciate it, and I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here, too, because I think this is probably a burning question or need on a lot of people's minds with online marketing increasing daily. People are looking for experts that can assist them in the areas that they have no expertise in. So this is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to scale a business, the only way to do that is by hiring. There's very few $1 million, $5 million a year solo entrepreneurs out there. They really don't exist. You have to hire if you want to scale.
That is right. That's what we're finding ourselves here with both of my businesses, is that it's just better to use outside resources. And even on our podcast, that's the number one thing of advice that we get all of the time from the other entrepreneurs, is don't do the things that you're not good at. Don't waste your time trying to learn those when it is so easily hired.
Right. 100%. And I mean, there's three different levels of people you can hire. You've got the followers, the non-US virtual assistants to follow your systems, your processes, and get you out of the day-to-day operations. There's the doers, the specialists, the graphic designers, the bookkeepers, the writers to get projects off your plate. And then you got the experts, the high-level strategists, freelancers, consultants, agencies that bring their own strategy and expertise to the table, because we can't be good at every single thing in our business. So the smart entrepreneurs, they figure out, hey, I'm stuck in the day-to-day. I need to be focusing on more higher-level stuff. Or, hey, these projects are building up. I need to get them off my plate. Or, man, I could spend the next 6 months learning how to do Facebook ads, but that's not a good use of my time. Let's hire an expert.
Fantastic. So why don't we just start out by filling in some of the gaps of your bio. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your business today. Like, how did you end up doing this?
Yeah, so growing up, my parents were both teachers, and I always had the mentality that I would go to school, get a real job, work for 30 years, and retire. And my parents always made me work these summer jobs. I was working 40, 50 hours a week. I learned a lot about customer service and sales and marketing. But I also learned that I just hated working for other people. And when I got to college, I kind of looked at it as a ticking clock. I had 4 years to start my own business, or I was going to go into the real world and get a real job and never look back. And that's not what I wanted. So I started hustling, and I started buying and selling people's textbooks. I created a little referral program. And before I knew it, I had lines out the door of people trying to sell me their books, to the point where I actually got a cease and desist letter from my college telling me to knock it off because I was stealing too much of their business. So that was my first glimpse into being an entrepreneur. And I didn't want to get out of college. My parents were both teachers. That wasn't a good option. So I pivoted a little bit. I had sold some books on Amazon. This was 2008, 2009. No one really knew what Amazon was. It was bursting on the scene as something other than a bookstore. So I started experimenting with outdoor equipment, video games, computers, typical college guy stuff. And I just failed over and over and over. And it wasn't until I branched out of my comfort zone and found the baby product industry that my business really took off. So if you can imagine me as a 20-year-old single college guy selling baby products on Amazon, that was me. And it was a crazy time. No one knew what Amazon was. No one understood why I was selling baby products, but I was scaling this business and I was making a good amount of money doing it. So my parents tell me I should probably pay taxes. I meet with an accountant, And he says, when are you going to hire your first person? And I kind of shrug him off. Like, why would I do that? That's money out of my pocket. They're going to steal my ideas. They're going to hurt my business. Pretty standard entrepreneurial excuses. And he just laughed in my face. And he said, Nate, you're going to learn this lesson on your own. Well, sure enough, my first busy season comes around, the fourth quarter. I'm not prepared. And I just get destroyed. I'm doing everything myself. I'm working 20 hours a day. My social life plummets. My grades go down. And I get to the other side. I work my butt off for 6 weeks. And I think to myself, man, I can never let this happen again. I need to start hiring people. So I don't know anything about hiring. I post a job on Facebook. This kid in my business law class reaches out. He says, I need a job. I don't even interview him. I just hire. And he ends up being an amazing hire. He's hardworking. He's smart. He brings a lot to the table. He's actually my business partner now with FreeUp. And there I am thinking, man, this hiring thing is easy. You post a job, someone shows up, you make more money, your life becomes easier. And I just proceed to make bad hire after bad hire after bad hire, quickly learning that college kids were not very reliable. No 30-year-old wanted to work for me as a young entrepreneur. And I turned to the remote hiring space, the Upworks, the Fivers, and they were okay. I found some really good people, but I also just thought it was such a pain to post a job and go through 50 applicants and interview them one by one. And that's when I had the idea of building my own platform, FreeUp.
That is a fantastic. And there were so many, oh my gosh, so many great nuggets that you said in there. I absolutely loved it. But the one thing that I just want to bring out here is so many people are asking about, you know, businesses on Amazon and how do you pick your product and how do you know? And then there's this whole train of thought. Well, you have to find the thing that so many people are trying to invent something. And everything I've read on Amazon is, you know, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just find out the need. And then other people are like, no, you have to be passionate about it. And I just love what you really said is you found what was the largest need. And you also really, it's not something that really resonated as far as passion with a 20-year-old. So I love that. And it just shows really some of the science that Amazon is even giving behind that and the analytics.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the whole passion about, I mean, I wasn't passionate about selling baby products then. I'm not passionate about selling baby products now. But the passion really comes into play into FreeUp. I mean, one of the reasons that I love FreeUp so much more is I get to help clients and business owners pursue their dreams. And we paid out over $6 million to freelancers around the world last year. And they show me their cars and their houses and all the cool things they were able to buy with that money and support their family. So it's a lot more rewarding than pushing products. But sure, every entrepreneur had to start somewhere. And at the time, it was a really exciting opportunity that no one else was doing.
Yes, absolutely. That is awesome that your business has done so well and finding that need there too. And what a great attribute that really, when we're helping other people, employing other people, it really is the greater good to everyone. And I think that's awesome that your people have shared with you the different things they've been able to do with that additional income. That makes it I'm guessing that makes it even more rewarding as far as being financially rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think every entrepreneur kind of goes through that honeymoon period where you don't have a lot of money, you make a lot of money, and you're like, oh, money's everything. And that just gets old fast. And then it becomes, okay, great, I made it to the top by myself. Like, what's the point of that? And that's what I really love about FreeUp is it's me, it's my business partner, it's my team, it's all the freelancers on the platform, it's the clients. We're all getting better and growing at the same time. And to me, that's a lot more fun than the Amazon business, which was, again, it was fun, it was exciting, it was my first baby, but it was just me at the top and maybe my team and maybe my manufacturers underneath that. But at the end of the day, who was I really helping?
Right. So how's the business shaped your lifestyle today?
So back in the day with my Amazon business, I ended up opening up an office, which was one of the worst business decisions I ever made. I not only was it overhead we didn't really need, but I also created this 9-to-5 job for myself that I felt like I had to go to work every day. And it was really just a job. And now with FreeUp, and I quickly got rid of that office, I've created this remote lifestyle where I can be anywhere at any given time. I just got back from an island in Croatia. I was there all last week. And the weekend before that, I was in a networking party in Vegas. So I live in Orlando, but I can be anywhere. I can do anything I want. I can set my own schedule. So for me, it's all about that flexibility and that freedom. And I really set my lifestyle around that. I mean, I do have a routine. I wake up every morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. is my time when no one's bothering me, and I can focus on projects and strategies. And in the afternoon, when I'm stressed out and I'm done doing podcasts, I can go to the gym and get rid of my phone and take it out there and stay healthy. But that in between, I mean, I kind of have that freedom and flexibility to make my own decisions. We don't have any investors. We don't have any shareholders or board of directors or anything like that. And I can also just be anywhere.
Oh, that's great. So what do you think, or have you identified what two of your greatest skill sets are?
My greatest skill set is problem solving. I'm a very good problem solver. I kind of have a strategy that I do when I'm problem solving. I gather all the information first. I look at what resources we have. I say, hey, what are the different options we can do? I pick an option and execute it using those resources. And the step that everyone forgets is putting steps in place so that exact same problem doesn't happen again. And the other thing is just processes. I mean, every process in 3UP, from our customer service to how we fill tickets to client signups to everything, is all processes that I built. I'm a systems and a process guy.
Oh, that is, and that certainly is a very good skill set to have. I'll say that.
Right. And what's cool is I have a business partner, Connor, who's a little bit more behind the scenes, but we have very opposite skill sets. We have the same values. We have the same core beliefs. We believe in treating people well and being honest and true to our word. But in terms of skill sets, he's a much better writer than me. He puts out much better content. He works better with developers and people more in that development mold, whether it's WordPress or Node or whatever it is. So finding someone that has complementary skill sets and understanding what your strengths and what your weaknesses are is a big part of being an entrepreneur.
I think that that is a really good point that you made, is that you share the same core values, your mission is the same, but your skill sets are much different. And I think people confuse those things. It's good to have somebody that can do the things that you're not. So what I'm hearing you say is you're more the analytics guy and hands-on problem solving, and he's more the creative side of the business as far as how things look, the aesthetics, working with the website and writing and all the creative kind of side of that. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved that you're super proud of?
I kind of mentioned them before. I meant the thing that I am most proud of is last year paying almost $7 million to freelancers around the world last year. To me, that's cool. That's how you get to implement or impact a lot of people. And yeah, I mean, honestly, that's one of my proudest accomplishments. I mean, I think any entrepreneur can go on about, oh, like money and business that I built. And obviously I'm proud of my team and my business partner and all that. But I mean, it doesn't get cooler to actually be able to help people in that way.
I agree. And that is extremely impressive. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So how about an obstacle, challenge? And I love a story. So just like if you have a specific one and then how you worked through it.
Oh, I got a story. So back in the day, I was pretty stressed out. I was running this business. I was making a good amount of money and I wasn't sleeping well. So I had this idea that if I could just hire a manager of the day to run every part of my business, that I would sleep better. And so I hired someone and I spent 6 months teaching them how to do everything, how to answer customer service emails, how to list products, how to reprice inventory. And at the end of 6 months, it was awesome. He could run the entire business without me, and I could sleep better. I was sleeping better. And on the flip side, I had this one manufacturer who was doing about 85% of our sales. And I said, you know what? I don't care about the other 15%. Let's focus on this 85, and we only are going to work with this manufacturer. So there I am. My business is on autopilot. Money's flowing in. I got this one manager. I got this one manufacturer. And I think, man, I need a vacation. I deserve a vacation. So I go to Myrtle Beach and I will never go back. On the first day of my vacation, I get 3 phone calls. First from my manager of the day telling me that he was quitting on me. 6 months of training down the drain. Second from that manufacturer telling me that they no longer wanted to work with me. And third, just to top it off, I got a call from my accountant telling me someone had filed a fake tax return in my name. They had stolen $40,000 from the government, and I was going to have to deal with my identity being stolen when I got back. So I go from this ultimate high to I'm this 20-year-old crushing it on top of the world. No one can touch me to let's start all over again. Let's build this business back up from scratch. And I learned a very valuable lesson about diversifying. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs listening can relate to it because, I mean, hiring is hard. You find a bunch of people you don't like and you finally find someone you like and you tend to load them up with everything. And hopefully this story tells you why you should not do that and why you should diversify. But there's other parts of your business you need to diversify too, from your revenue streams to your manufacturers, suppliers, all that stuff. And yeah, I mean, I learned a lot. It took me 6 months to build the business back up. I went out and I contacted and eventually worked with over 200 manufacturers. And when I was ready to hire again, I departmentalized and built out different teams. So if one person quit, it wasn't the end of the world. But at the time, that was a very devastating moment in my entrepreneurial journey.
Oh, I bet. And you do learn, like with your manufacturer, it's like even in sales and the way you're selling and your customers, and it's, I've learned over the years that it's really best to have several streams of income also, because at any one time, any one of those can not be the leader, you know, or be affected more by the economy, where another sector that you might be working with has, it doesn't have any bearing on that whatsoever. So I've just found that having different streams of income, or not putting all of your eggs in one basket, if you will. I remember reading that in one of Suzanne Summers' books a long time ago, and she just said, you know, she had to learn really quickly to not put all of her eggs into one basket, because suddenly that basket was gone, and that really set her on the entrepreneurial sort of journey, as well as being an actress. So it was, that was a long time ago that I read that, but it has always stuck with me in the 25 years that I've been in business.
Right. You never forget that stuff.
You never do, that's for sure. So what does work from your happy place mean to you?
Man, I mean, so one thing about working from home, I used to go a little crazy, but I have two dogs now who are awesome. I love working with them. I mean, my fiance has a 9-to-5 job that she goes to for now. And I get to hang out with the dogs out there. I have a dog park right outside. I take a lot of sales calls out there. I've got my office upstairs and I get to do podcasts. I mentioned that I can be remote. I get to travel and be wherever I want and check out awesome places in Europe and Canada and all different types of places. So, for me, it's really anything. I really love working. I can do it from anywhere. I surround myself with my fiance, my family, my friends, my dogs, and people that I want to be with. And that's what it's all about.
That's great. So in saying that, I just kind of want to go down a little rabbit hole here, because I think that's a great answer. And that's what it is for a lot of people. But how do you, because this is the question we get from a lot of other people, is they don't know how to do that balance. They love working, but they do want to spend time with their family, but then they find that they don't know how to balance those so they really feel they're in that happy place. So do you have any advice on the balancing the whole act?
I don't know if I'm the best person to talk to about work-life balance. For me, and I think Gary Vee said this very well, is it doesn't matter as long as you're happy. If you're working 60, 70 hours a week and you're happy, great. If you're working 60, 70 hours a week and you're not happy and your family's suffering and you're going to get divorced, whatever it is, I mean, then you got to make some adjustments. You got to prioritize. You got to figure out a schedule. You got to work with a calendar. You got to block off time where you can't be on your phone. And vice versa, if you're working a 9-to-5 job and you're happy, who says that you have to be an entrepreneur? If you're working a 9-to-5 job and you're not happy, then you should make some changes in your life and figure out if you can start your own business and pursue your dream. So for me, you're never going to get that perfect work-life balance. It's all about prioritizing and figuring out what do you actually want? What's actually going to make you happy?
I would agree. I think two things you said there, that it is learning to prioritize. It's also learning to compartmentalize. I think a lot of people always feel guilty when they're in the one space that they should be in the other space. And that goes vice versa. I see this especially with moms, is they like their job and they're at their work and then they're feeling guilty they're not with their kids. But when they're with their kids, they're feeling guilty that they should be at work. And I really try to teach, especially women, learn to compartmentalize that. So, you know, be present in the moment that you're in will help you to enjoy it more. And then I also agree with you on time blocking, scheduling. If things are important to you, then schedule it. Don't wait for it just to have the time to do it, because likely it won't happen.
Right. Completely agree.
Yeah. So that leads us really great to this next question, because you really brought up a great point, is people can work a 9-to-5 job and absolutely love their job and be happy in it. And so it doesn't mean that only entrepreneurs are the happy people out there. So I loved that you said that. But in that vein, what advice would you give to those sort of considering this entrepreneurial journey, or for those that are in it and want to be more successful with it?
I mean, for me, it's all about surrounding yourself with good people. I think us entrepreneurs, we tend to try to do everything ourselves, master everything. If we can't do it, no one can do it. But the truth is, there's people out there that are way better than you at lots of different things. Hiring smart people has made me look really good. It's helped cover up different flaws, different holes in my business. It's helped me solve very complex problems. And the sooner you figure out that you can't do it alone, whether it's a mentor, a coach, a networking with other entrepreneurs, hiring a really good team, hiring VAs, whatever it is, the more success you're going to have.
That is great. So are there some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think that our listeners could benefit from?
Right now, we're very focused on software. If you have a marketplace, that you've got the client side, you got the freelancer side, and you got the software that holds it all together. So we're making a lot of improvements there. We have our Facebook group we're really focused on this year called Outsourcing Masters, and our own podcast, The Outsourcing and Scaling Show, where we interview 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs that have built large remote teams, and we learn from them. I learn from them every single day. So I encourage people to check that out if you are interested in hiring remote.
Great. So where can people find you? Give us all the areas where people might connect with you.
Yeah, go to freeup.com with 3 E's. You can create a free account or book a time in my calendar to use the marketplace. I mentioned our Facebook group, Outsourcing Masters. You can check out the FreeUp blog, the FreeUp podcast called The Outsourcing and Scaling Show. Me and my team are very easy to contact on social media, on live chat, on Facebook, on email, on Skype, you name it. And yeah, I look forward to helping anyone that I can that helps scale their business.
Well, that is fantastic. So thank you so much, Nathan, for being on our show today. You have been absolutely very delightful, upbeat guest. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for what you're doing, because I think it's really, really needed in the marketplace. Obviously, if for you to have as much success as you're having, that shows that it's needed. And so thank you for that. And thank you for sharing all of your pearls of wisdom with our listeners today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great. I just want to remind everyone that if you're listening to Work From Your Happy Place, go subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. And one of the things that podcasters love, both the guests and the host, is please leave a review. That is how we know that we're doing a really great job and then you enjoyed what you heard today. So thanks, everyone. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.